The Voyeur, written by Ellis O'Day, narrated by Jay Alder and Rachel LeBlanc.
Chapter 1. Annie. Annie finished making the bed and gathered the sheets from the floor, keeping them as far away from her body as possible. These sex rooms were disgusting, and Ethan was a jerk making her work as a maid. She almost had her bachelor's degree in culinary arts, but he'd refused to hire her for the kitchen. Too many men in the kitchen. The only job he'd given her at Le Petit Mort Club was as a maid, and unfortunately, she needed the money too badly to refuse. She stuffed the dirty sheets into the cart and hurried out the door. She had almost 30 minutes before she had to be at the next sex room. She hid the card in a closet and darted down a back hallway, staying clear of the cameras. Julie, the woman who supervised the daytime maids, was a real bitch. If she were caught sneaking away from her duties, she'd be assigned to the orgy rooms every day. Right now, they all took turns cleaning that nightmare. She swore they should get hazard pay to even go in those rooms. She slipped through a doorway and hurried to the one-way mirror. She stared at the couple in the next room. From her first day here, she'd been curious about the activities at the club. She was 24 and wasn't a virgin, but she'd never, ever done some of these things. The woman in the other room was tied to a table, legs spread, and wearing some sort of leather outfit that left her large breasts free and her crotch exposed. She'd shaved her private parts, and her pink lower lips were swollen and glistening from her excitement. The man strolled around the table as if he had all night. He still had his pants on, but had removed his shirt. His arms and chest were well-defined, but he had a slight paunch. His erection tented his pants, and Annie felt wetness pool between her legs. She had no idea why watching this turned her on. But it did. Ever since she'd accidentally barged in on that guy and girl in the interview room, she couldn't stop watching. The man below ran his hand up the woman's inner thigh, glancing over her pussy. The woman thrust her hips upward, and Annie ran her own hand between her legs. The man's mouth moved, but Annie couldn't hear anything, and then he slapped the woman across the thigh hard enough to leave a red mark. Annie jumped. She wasn't into that, but she couldn't take her eyes off the woman's face. At first, it contorted in pain, but then it morphed into pleasure. The man hit her again and then bent, kissing the red welts, running his tongue across them as his fingers squeezed her nipple. Annie clutched her thighs together, searching for some relief. Her panties were soaked. It wouldn't take but a few strokes to make her come. She started to slide her hand into her pants.
"Having fun?"
asked a deep voice from behind her. She spun around, her heart dropping into her stomach.
I was just finishing cleaning in here.
Damn. She should have closed the door, but she hadn't expected anyone in this area. The rooms were off limits on this floor until tonight, and she was the only one assigned to clean here. He shut the door and locked it before strolling toward her. She'd seen him around the club, but more than that, she remembered him from the military photos her brother, Vic, had sent to her. She carried one of the three of them, Vic, Ethan, and this guy, Patrick, in her purse. He'd been attractive in the picture, but now he was older, and in person, he was gorgeous. He had dark green eyes, brown hair, and a perfect body. He stopped so close to her, his chest almost brushed against her breasts. She was pretty sure it would if she inhaled deeply. She really wanted to do that and feel his hard chest rub against her nipples.
"Don't let me stop you from enjoying the show."
I wasn't